Patrick Sweeney began his musical journey in acoustic blues, but quickly stepped over to electric sounds and was never shy about incorporating soul and R&B. His latest album is titled Close to the Floor, and the blues man explores musicians' struggles and darker themes, including two unexpected deaths in his family. KRCU's Jason Brown has this review.
Half ashamed of my life, 'cause my wife's gotta keep that job. I should be in an office hating life and drinking coffee instead of staring out of my yard.
Exploration in the blues seems to encounter certain obstacles. Wander too far, and purists will call you out on having abandoned it. Stay right in the center and be ignored for not offering anything new. I've always thought of the chord progressions and riffs in the blues to be like poetic forms, and wondered if modern writers could ever say anything new within those established patterns. Of course, there's no shortage of things to be blue about. Poverty, heartache, day drinking. These are subjects that one doesn't have to have any personal experience with to get something out of a well-turned phrase.
Slipping in a cross-town bar. Now I'm racing home to beat the dark. Instead of doing some of what I should, rocking beers for lunch, up to nothing good.
It's doubtful that Patrick Sweeney's sweating the legitimacy of what he does. He's an established musician who's received plenty of praise from other musicians and critics alike. However, describing his music as blues works as useful shorthand, keeping in mind that the most revealing thing about listening to this album is the idea that he's making the music he wants.
Station is the loneliest place in the world. It's a place that you go with tear stains on your shirt.
The sounds are warm, humid even. There's a barely perceptible hum that clings to every chord and lick. Sweeney's vocals, at their most intense, push past the analog tape they're recorded to, leaving the impression his howls might reverberate forever.
Money comes, money goes, never seemed to last that long.
It's a genre that doesn't seem to have ever been fashionable, certainly not in the way that so many vaguely folkish bands are right now, with the possible exception of the Black Keys, but I don't get the sense that anyone is clamoring for a bluesy Mumford & Sons. There's an honesty to this music that belongs outside of all that. It's raw and carries itself just fine without worrying about what decade it is or where it fits in.
It's spiritual, fantastic. Gonna pack my things, gather up my case and go.
Our reviewer is Jason Brown, host of KRCU's music program, The Elliot Potter Show, which you can hear Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. You can hear this review again and listen to more music on our website at krcu.org.
Tears him apart and makes him bleed.